No, he shouldn't come back because, see, ever? In our organization, that when we train coaches, it's like Nick says, what do you do about this? We train the coach. We don't try to train them in the X and O's. What we say is, here's what this is all about. This is how you have to control your emotions. Let us show you some people that didn't. I'm sure this little clip is going to be in our future ones. Why? We want to show people what happens when you step over the line and you get emotional and behave the way that he does. And what we do, though, we say that, look, if you want to be a member of the National Youth Sport Coaches Association Division of the Alliance, then you have these standards to live up to.
Let me ask you this question, though. Do we know? We don't know anything about this guy if he's been had any coaching training, correct?
Right.
We don't know if he's been through your program.
We don't.
So let me ask this question. Let's assume he hasn't been through any coaching education programs, because as you and I both know, there are way too many people out there coaching who haven't. All right. And he's remorseful. He's extremely guilty about what he's done. He's admitted he shouldn't have done it. He's agreed to go get some counseling, get some help. Then do you let a guy like this come back, or do you still say no?
We still say no, and people say, how can you do that? The guy just made one mistake. I'll tell you what, it's just like anything else. If somebody demonstrates and says that they have created this kind of behavior, which is obviously national attention getting, they're going to do it again.